Hi, and welcome to the Internet Marketing Unknown Secrets of SEO podcast, where we do websites.
Wow. Hey, I can't top that.
My name is Chris Burris, owner of eWebStyle.
And I am Paul Hansen, sales manager of eWebStyle.
Thank you guys for joining another fun-filled edition of the most popular SEO podcast on iTunes. We really appreciate you guys making us the most popular SEO podcast on iTunes. Here at eWebStyle, we do three things. This is not the podcast, but at eWebStyle, we do three things. We make great websites. We put those websites on the first page of Google, and then we help you to convert the people who come to money.
Yes.
Cash. And then I think we punch you in the face.
Yo, I'll do that all day.
That's how we treat our clients here, because that's just...
And you'll beg for more.
This is just going wrong. This is... Now our clients are begging to be punched in the face. Somebody's going to walk in our door one day and going to go, "Can you just punch me in the face?"
And I'm going to do it.
We'll oblige them, and then they'll leave, and we'll get sued.
That's what's up.
That's what's up. All right, a little bit about what we did last time. For you guys who did not check in, shame on you. The last podcast, we had the internationally known superstar, the SEO rapper, Chuck.
Chuck, most serious. We had a hilarious comment from Darren.
Yeah. Oh, I've got that. I've got that written down here.
Darren was like, "It's like Chuck D had a son."
Yep. Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Here. Well, we'll get right to it. Here it is. This is from Darren Bowie. What a great podcast with Mo Sirius. He is almost like the son of Chuck D that went into web design and SEO rather than dissident rap. He makes geeks look cool.
Which I like that line. I thought that was cool too.
Which brings me to the tip. From our last podcast, we're trying to incorporate a tip each podcast. The tip is become a rapper. It's cool.
There you go. Rap.
I'm sorry it's not related to SEO. Hopefully you guys... come on. Go watch the last podcast and you'll know what I'm talking about.
I tell you what, if you rap like social media marketing to one of your clients, oh, they'll love you all day. Or rap design coding. That's my favorite one. Rap that to your client. Like, what is SEO? Well... sit back. Let me put this music on.
And you need to do like that Southwestern Airlines. All right, I need your help. I need you to stomp and clap. Stomp and clap. And get it going. It was a great podcast. Remember that the SEO rapper gave us the audio for his latest rap, which is social media marketing. It is already up on our blog. You can find it. In fact, it's the first entry on our blog right now. And our blog you can find at e-webstyle.com/info, tech info. Or you can just go to the homepage, and somewhere on there, there's a link to the blog, either on the top or the bottom.
Upper right-hand side.
Apparently it's on the upper right-hand side. I'm always on it. I know it like the back of my hand. Ooh, what's that?
Yeah. Oh, it's the back of my hand.
A little bit of news. Toshiba chooses Android for the Folio tablet. And I just kind of jotted this down because last Sunday I had the opportunity to spend a little bit of quality time with an iPad, and it was quality.
I played with one about 2 days ago, and I was like, wow.
Wow, yeah.
Right. And it's still a rich man's toy.
It is.
But it's still very cool.
It's a very nice rich man's toy.
I want one now.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't count them for it, but now I'm like, yeah, I want one.
We weren't like saying, oh, we won't get one. We were like, why would anyone buy one? That's just a waste of time.
That's just what
Who
I
wants an iPhone that's this big, blah, blah, blah? Yeah,
me.
I'd take one.
Me,
Although I am thinking, because I'm happy with our Android phones. I know you've got an Android phone. An Android tablet.
Yeah, you know what? I'll buy an Android tablet as long as they don't charge me $50 for internet.
Oh,
whatever, because you have to pay for internet with the
iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Or you can share it with your phone, but now I realize my phone costs $30 to share it with. I got the Evo, and anyway,
that
sucks. Stupid bad Sprint. $30? Like I don't think I pay that for my internet, which is super fast at home all the time. I don't know, it's just retarded. Hey, you'll appreciate this. 2 years of Chrome. And what browser do you use now?
Chrome. I am all up on Chrome. I am mad. Me and Chrome are boys. Now we're like, bam.
Tight.
I don't even use Firefox.
He's probably punched Chrome in the face. That's how tight they are.
We're that cool. Yeah, we fight. Yeah.
They have 7.5% of the browser market right now, which doesn't sound like a lot, but, you know,
Considering that it was probably 99% Internet Explorer.
Yep. And the fact that when you get a new computer, the default is Internet Explorer, et cetera, et cetera. So it's amazing that even Firefox, I don't know what percentage they are, but you know what they have is pretty amazing because of the fact that so many computers come directly with the Internet Explorer.
And Chrome, I can say we both use the Google Chrome, SEO for Chrome extension. If you don't use it, check it out. It is phenomenal. If you're in internet marketing and SEO, it's a great tool.
And I think in some of our conversations with Charles after Chuck Mosirius, after the podcast last time, he mentioned a couple tools that we'll be looking at.
Oh, yes.
He mentioned some nice ones. But it's pretty cool. Chrome, I read a little bit about it. When Chrome came out, they had like two specific goals. It must kick ass on JavaScript speed, which it did and does. And it also must take up very little real estate. So, you know, when you're looking at a web page, most of the screen should be the web page, not, you know, the file and the to and the address bar and then the tools and then, all of that stuff. So they've done an amazing job of doing that. There was a little bit of bizarre news. I'm not even go there today. The lady died in the chimney. And we're going to
hear about that.
Did you? How did you hear about that?
I read it. I saw a headline somewhere and I was like, what I said was like, woman found in chimney. And I was like, ooh.
Yeah, they found her like 2 days later. She was she was stalking a man, trying to get in. She tried some sort of shovel. Then she went, feet first down a chimney. And I just breezed through the article. Apparently, like, he snuck out another way. And then, I don't know. Like, she was there for 2 days.
Wow.
Yeah,
bizarre. I shouldn't laugh at that.
This, we're not laughing at it. We're thinking of something else and laughing at the same time. We're discussing the lady stuck in the gym.
Oh, wow.
All right, so kind of gives you kind of Christmas willy heebie-jeebies, right? All right, you'll love this one, too, because I know what a complainer you are about lack of standards with power, like cell phone power, you got to buy a new... five new power chargers every time you get a new cell phone. They have a wireless power standard, and that's the inductive charger. Okay. You know, when you just set something on it, you don't actually have to plug it in. So they're coming out with a standard because, it makes sense. What's the use of having one of those if you have to have, one for your phone, one for your iPad, one for,
just one for everything.
Just one for everything. So you put anything that has an inductive charger on it, boom, it charges. That's kind of cool.
That is very cool.
And then I already gave the tip. So, I don't think, was there anything else? Hey, Darren, thank you for giving us a Facebook link on how to do that. I played around with it in WordPress. Frankly, I didn't have enough time to get all the kinks ironed out, and it didn't really work very well in our blog. So it is something that we need to add to our website, which, by the way, we're working on, and we have some plans.
Oh, a little secret something.
Yeah, a little secret something to get that knocked out pretty quickly. So, whatever.
I thought it was very cool. Thanks for that, Darren.
Oh, we're going to put that up there. Darren, by the way, he started off by saying, I've been quietly watching the podcast no matter what. He can never make it on time, and what he meant was he's been quietly watching him after we start or later in the day. And today I actually saw him. He's actually online. So, hey, Darren.
What's up, Darren?
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
All right. So.
Hang on. Before we go, I want to answer a listener question.
Oh, great.
This is from Dean Calhoun, who submitted a request a while back. Oh, snap. And Darren, I got that thing for you. I'll email it to you in a second.
And Darren, we're still waiting on the challenge, right?
I
know you mentioned that. You haven't forgotten about it. We're still waiting for it. I also thought of if you want, everything you do, we really appreciate. I don't think there's any kind of graphics for social media marketing wrap that Mosirius is coming out with. So, if you wanted to just
And thanks for the email. Man, this is like a podcast for Darren.
Darren.
Because he hooked me up. I asked him a question about some video something, and he gave me some good ideas. I haven't looked at it, Darren, but thanks.
Cool.
Okay, real quick, we got an email from Dean Calhoun at Affagility Solutions and affagility.com, affagility.com. He asked, hey, guys.
We've mentioned them before, right?
Yes. A while back, he submitted for an analysis. What's up? Still listening and enjoying the podcast. And yes, it is the best SEO podcast on iTunes. I did not make that up.
That is
what's up. He wrote that. Here's a question for you. As you know, Affigility Solutions is involved in a very niche market, and from our traffic reports, the traffic falls off significantly on the weekends. Yes, I understand that the amount of people that work weekends is limited, but it is something that I should be concerned about. But is this something I should be concerned about, and should I make efforts to increase traffic on the weekends? Keep up the good work. Best regards, Dean Calhoun. Great question. And I know the reason I wanted to bring this up is because I know a lot of people had this exact same concerns. Now, Dean, I can't address yours here directly. I'm going to have to really think about this because you are in a niche market. But I just want to kind of address this in general because I know there's a lot of people out there that are thinking, how can I get more traffic on the weekends? People do go home. And they don't spend as much time at work, 8 hours, directly
from the computer. Or when they're at home, they're doing totally different stuff. You know, it's an all Facebook weekend or an all, not Twitter, but, you know, they're looking up some different things. Whereas when they're at work, they're actually, you know, banking, researching, you know, things that
somebody
they're going
to
do on the weekend.
AC, doing this, doing that. Okay, yeah. But it's a great question. And I had a couple of things that just popped into mind. And remember, Dean, this is just in general, not necessarily for Affigility. And the first thing that popped into my head was, you know, think about offering some sort of promotion on the weekends. I used to work at a bar and a restaurant, and in that industry is dead Monday, Tuesday nights. And so they would always offer specials on, you know, 2-for-1 lobster on Monday. I'm not saying offer that.
Is that a drink or a food?
It was food.
Oh, okay. Because I've never had a lobster.
2-for-1. Oh. Shot lobster drink. So that's the first thing that comes into mind. Think about, you know, offering some sort of promotion to bring more traffic. What do we do to bring more traffic? Here's a free website analysis. Maybe throw in a little something, you know, sweeten the pot a little bit. Now, and this is just in general for anyone who's looking to give more traffic. Maybe have a discount on the weekends or maybe have some sort of promotion to get people there. There was something else that I absolutely can't. I had some
well,
great
you
stuff.
Know, what I liked is the very last end of the line, which is, should I make efforts to increase traffic on weekends? And in general, you should always make efforts to increase traffic. I don't care if it's weekends, weekdays, whatever. If you can think of a way to do it on weekends. My kind of guess would be that that there's a reason the traffic goes down for your particular website over the weekend, and it's because just people shut off that part of their brain, if you will, for the weekend. So I don't think it's that important. Yeah, offer promotions, but offer promotions, those are going to help you during the week.
Yeah.
They'll probably, you know, if you lift everything up, have you helped on the weekend? Of course you have.
Yes.
But probably anything you do for the weekends is going to help your during the week traffic as well. So... you know, you want to be working on traffic, and do you want to be overly concerned about it? I don't think so.
I pretty much agree. And boost traffic, period.
And if you were like a bar, and like you got all traffic Monday through Wednesday, and nothing on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, then you might want to start figuring out, okay, where are people going? This is actually good to do anyway. Where do people spend time? You know, you can do a quick little analysis with Google Analytics of where do they spend time when they visit your website on the weekday, and where do they spend time when they, you know, you can just narrow the range and where are they spending time during the weekend. And you might learn something from it. I mean, there's no, everyone should do X on weekends, but you could probably learn something from that information that might answer some of your questions.
Yeah. And also to add on to that, what I think would do well for a company like yours, for Affigility, I would be more, if you didn't have good traffic during the week, I would be very concerned. Because with your kind of market, Dean, it's people are, they're at work, they're searching for this kind of stuff. But what I would focus on is how to maximize my traffic Monday through Friday. You know, what times are people coming to my website and how to give them the best user experience while they're there Monday through Friday. If they come more at 12, if all your traffic comes at 12 o'clock, you know, what can we do to take advantage of that traffic that comes at that
hour? That's a great point. More important than worrying about what's happening on the weekends, figure out where they are on their website. Do you have the right calls to action? And are people taking advantage of those calls to action? And if they're not, you know, move them around on the website. Maybe, you know, maybe your phone number is not in a prominent enough spot, or it's prominent enough, but blended in or whatever it is. Look at, you know, how are they interacting with your website?
Yes,
that would be much better spent time.
I agree. I completely agree.
Than trying to, you know, frankly struggle to get some sort of weekend traffic up. So
another thing that I just want to that he had in his email that I just wanted to mention. I thought this was awesome. He has his name, Dean Calhoun, you know, president and CEO. Then he has his business address, and Affagility Solutions LLC is hyperlinked to his website. And I'm like, wow, way to get people back to your website. And then on here is his email, fax, mobile, has his a button to his LinkedIn profile. And I'm like, social media. There you go, Dean. That's what's up, man. That's very cool.
Dean, have you been listening to our podcast? Wow.
Possibly. That's awesome. I mean, he's giving me ways to get, you know, from his email back to his website, to his social media.
Easily.
Don't make me search for it. He gave it to me right there. And when Dean, when you emailed, I knew I'd recognize the company, but I was like, man, I can't remember exactly what they did. I clicked that link. I went right there. And that's just a testament, Dean. That was awesome. I did exactly what you wanted me to do. I went right to your website from that email. So to everybody out there, take a lesson from Dean Calhoun. Yeah, it was awesome.
I think Dean deserves a good punch in the face.
There you go, Dean. And some backlink love. There you go. And you get some backlink love. We're going to hook you up. Affagilitysolutions.com. AffagilitySolutions.com. They provide environmental and health services.
Cool.
Environmental health insert, whatever. You know, something like EHNS.
Thank you, Dean, for hitting us
up.
Up. That's right. We hit them. They hit us up. I got it. Speaking of that, you guys can send us an email. You send an email to podcast@e-webstyle.com. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/ewebstyle. Facebook.com/ewebstyle. The video of this podcast is broadcast live at 9:15 Central Standard Time on Fridays, and you can find us by going to e-webstyle.com/ustream. That's the letter U in stream. And let us not forget our YouTube page, e-webstyle.com/u, the Y-O-U, tube. And that'll automatically forward to you to the YouTube page. So, stalk us.
Yes.
That's what we're looking for. More stalkers. Now, I highlighted everything, and I think we stopped at like 7 or 8. Do you remember?
I don't remember, but I do remember what we're going to do, y'all. We're going to pick up from where the podcast before Chuck,
which would be podcast number 72.
Okay. We talked about, we did a little PPC and, you know, having a successful PPC campaign. What things should you possibly do? What things should you look at? Bring someone from the outside. What should you hire a professional
to do?
To do.
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
I remember that, and the rest of it.
Because
like,
the title of the article is "How to Start a Successful Pay-Per-Click Campaign," and we said, "Well, let's augment that and say, okay, what aspects of these things should you actually get an expert to do?" And so far, we've got define a budget. Well, you can use an expert to help you. I mean, you got to define a budget from within your company, but you've got to use an expert to kind of help you define how much should you be spending, more than 10, less than 10,000, whatever it is. As we went through the list, I think all of them required an expert. Let's start at five.
I like five. Okay.
Use separate keywords for different ads if there are multiple keywords related to the pay-per-click management project. This will ensure higher clicks and higher conversion rates as well. This is absolutely true.
Yeah, it is true. And here's what an SEO an internet marketing professional is going to tell you: you don't mix more than one keyword in one ad. And we're gonna take that from PPC and do it over to SEO. You want one keyword per page. Now, I have put more than one keyword on one page. Like, I think I put just yesterday, I put mover and moving company on the same page. I felt like I could kind of get away with it. They're doing the same, possibly the same, you know, kind of the same thing. So I felt like I could get away with that. Other than that, I wouldn't really stretch it. I'd really try to focus on one keyword per PPC ad, one keyword per
And there's an advantage. Page. So the question is, should you hire an expert for this process?
Well, you want an expert to tell you exactly what we just said.
Also, there's an advantage to using an SEO company. One of the things that Google has that's very important in their and they used to not have it, but they now have it in their pay-per-click campaigns, is relevancy. So the target website from your pay-per-click ad, the relevancy that website has for the keywords that you're bidding on can actually decrease the price that you're bidding on.
Yes.
So a good SEO'd web page can actually cost less to get pay-per-clicks for. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you haven't optimized it for, you just use the example of Mover. If you haven't optimized it for Mover, and you know it's related, maybe it's storage or whatever, a portable on-demand storage or something, and you know it is related to moving, mm-hmm. and your target, you want traffic from Movers, but the website isn't optimized for Movers, you're going to pay more per yes. click for that. So having a good SEO company, there's a value in that your actual campaign will be more effective. You'll get yes. more clicks at a lower cost. So, yeah, I'd say expert. They need an expert on that. I'd say
you definitely need somebody to kind of guide you through that and to show you how to make your page good enough so that Google likes, where you get a good ad, you get a good score for that page.
Right.
So you don't have to pay.
And we haven't even mentioned SEVO.
Oh yeah.
No, once you get there, you got to make sure that your search engine visitor optimization, that you've got good calls to action, et cetera. Yeah. So, and you know, all of those are part of a good comprehensive quality pay-per-click campaign. All right, what do we got next?
Create an attention-grabbing headline for your campaign. I'm reading this and I'm like, duh.
Well, there's two things to this, right? So it needs to grab attention. Potentially in the headline, you want to have keywords. Mm-hmm. Definitely in the ad, you want to have, and when I say keywords, I mean the keywords that they typed in and now they're seeing. So they're like, okay, I type in Mover. Hey, there's the word Mover. So clearly they do what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. And then they get to the webpage. What do they need to see?
Mover. Yes.
Otherwise, you get a bounce. So this continuity in a program. And yes, attention grabbing, you know, if you can. You know, the word free is starting to kind of
people overused. Just,
yeah. So, but you know, you can have, you know, quality service or, you know, a lot of people are focused on, hey, you know what, my movers, they just got to be good and not break anything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe there's some phrases that you can use along, you know, we don't break shit.
Yeah. I'll hire you because you said you don't break shit.
Really, we just double dog promise.
Next, attractive. Creative, attractive ad copies. Create attractive ad copies. I can read sometimes.
Only when it's copy and it's attractive. And apparently this is not attractive, yeah. So it's not slipping off the tongue. Very similar, right? You know.
You want to have good words. And again, you want, I'm telling you, you don't want to just take your money and throw it on the wall with PPC. You want to have somebody kind of guide you through this. You know, good ad copy. Good web copy, and Chuck brought this up in our last podcast. If they're searching for moving services in San Antonio, we have a client that does that, and they click on your ad, make sure it goes to a correct landing page.
Yep.
Like, you know, make sure that whatever you talked about in your ad is on that page. You know, it's not always the best idea to bring them to your homepage, depending on how you're setting this up.
Not often it's not.
Yeah, you might want to bring them to the page where they can, you know, if I'm searching for blue one-arm widgets, make sure I get right to that blue one-arm widgets page, and it has all the copy that I need to buy that blue one-arm widget right then and there. Yep. And if it's, you know, if you're e-commerce, make sure I can buy that sucker, bang, like, ugh.
Immediately. Whew,
yes.
And he got so excited on that, he knocked out number 8, too.
Oh, I did.
All right. Well, that brings us to 9, which we thought we might not even mention, but I'll throw it in there. Never fool a visitor, and that really has to do with Yeah, I mean, that's extreme, okay? If you sell puppies, don't be advertising under Movers.
Yeah, right? There you go. Don't be a douche.
And yeah, don't be a douche.
I mean, that's just douche-alicious.
But, you know, we are really talking about take it to the next level where if they're looking for Movers, they need to find Mover information. It can't be storage information, which is somewhat related. It's got to be Mover information. It's got to be very targeted. Next one is optimize pay-per-click campaign regularly.
I think, okay, if you can do this on your own, you are an internet marketing company.
Yeah.
Seriously. Because things like your click-through ratio, those are things that are extremely important. If I get 100, if I get 100 impressions of my ad, and 10 people click on my ad, I have a 10% click-through ratio, which is retarded.
Yeah.
Like
retarded good.
Yeah. I mean, that's extreme, you know, because you...
And we have checked. Retarded is actually a politically correct word. They use it in the school system, so no emails. complain about the school system, yeah, not like, us.
Not us.
Yeah.
Things like your...
But I think some star got slammed for using the word retarded recently. Yeah. I think it was like Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, she's not us. We can get away with that.
I don't know how that works. Yeah. I don't know how we get away with anything that she doesn't, but...
I just made that up, actually. But yeah, you want to optimize your PPC campaign. And, you know, everything I'm saying is going back to SEO. You want to optimize the SEO. There's a lot of, like, metrics you need to watch out for. You like, you don't just, again, don't take your money and throw it. I'm very big on a click-through ratio.
Don't take your money and throw it at the wall and see if it sticks.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, don't just take your money and throw it. We're full of, I'm going to use, that's our tip for this podcast. Don't take your money and throw it.
There you go. There's a few important metrics you really want to watch, and you want to be able to, your click-through ratio, to me right now, is the most obvious one. You want to get that as high as possible, and that's in your ad. You got to have attractive ad copy right there. And there was something else I just can't think about, but yes.
Well, here's the question, right? Optimize your PPC campaign regularly. Need a professional?
Yes.
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 Let me tell you why you should use us. If you're just using the regular tools that you have when you're doing pay-per-click, do you have the ability to know which clicks from your pay-per-click actually translated into an actual phone call?
Yes. Ooh.
Probably you do not. Our technical partner enables us to actually know when they click a pay-per-click ad and then pick up the phone and dial, that we know, okay, now we've got we know that this pay-per-click click turned into a phone call. Why is that so advantageous? We kind of understand that being in the first position on pay-per-click is more expensive than the third.
Yes.
And so, you know, a lot of the pitch that pay-per-click experts give you is, hey, you should actually be in the third position. You're paying less. You get similar visibility. You get similar click-through rates. So why pay the maximum number? But what if you understand that people who click you when you're in the top position tend to call you 20% more mm-hmm. than people who click you when you're in the third position? All right, I'm not saying that that's true, but we can track that, right? You cannot track that with a regular pay-per-click campaign. You've got to get significantly more sophisticated. And not only that, our system is optimized, so it does, not only does it track that, it adjusts bids and says, you know what, when I'm in position two for this industry, for whatever reason, mm-hmm. I get more clicks. So it's worth me paying that extra 10 cents, 50 cents,
yes.
a buck, or whatever. And then take that to the next level. When I'm in position one, I get 20% more phone calls. So that's worth another $3. You know,
there
if
you
know your phone is 20% more likely to ring, you're going to pay that $3. That's something you cannot do. Well, you could, but there's a lot of things that you have to put in place in order to do that with if you're handling your own pay-per-click campaign. So in general, I think you should hire an expert specifically for, you know, the things that I just outlined there. There's so much value and truly having an understanding of the analytics and the processes that are going on that we bring to the table. Mm-hmm. You know, give us a try. You know, we typically take over pay-per-click campaigns. We do have a 15% handling charge, so that's on your existing budget. And people walk away ecstatic. I mean, they're happy because we actually tend to improve the value and quality of their campaign. Mm-hmm.
And he brought up what he's talking about is another metric that I should have said. It's called a click-to-call ratio. And that's something that not a lot of people, not a lot of internet marketing companies can do, not a lot of companies can provide you that. If how many people see my ad, how many people are calling
because they saw my ad.
I mean, and now that's a phenomenal piece of information. Our clients that are using that, absolutely, I like it.
Can I give away the next little level?
Go ahead.
The next little level is, what if you could listen to that phone call?
Oh, yeah.
Right? So now they've actually clicked your pay-per-click ad, they've gone to your website, they've actually called you, and here's an example. We've got a customer who says, we figure out his metrics for this campaign that we're running, and we figure out, wow, he's got a 50% close ratio on all these calls that are coming in. That's awesome. And we go in a meeting with him, and he's like, 50%? That's horrible.
Yeah.
We have a 75% close ratio here. And we're like, really? Okay, well, let's listen to the calls.
Yeah.
So we pull up the calls, we listen to the calls. His sales staff is going off a script, right? Sales staff has a script, do this, go A, B, whatever, yes, no. They're going off script. And when they go off script, they're not closing as much. So he has a meeting with the sales force, gets them all back on script, boom, back up to 75. What's the value of that?
Oh, I mean, that's
just... Do you think that guy ever complained about the 15% handling fee?
Oh, no.
Not only was the campaign performing better anyway, but we gave him so much value in that capability. Do we use that often? No, we don't use it that often, but it's there for you. Yeah. So we got a campaign going right now. I sent an email yesterday which said, look, you know, we're getting you calls. They're missed calls. We have a service that can do, you know, a call service for $50 a month. Get a call service started to make sure you never miss a call.
There you go.
Because somebody, when they call from the website,
they're calling somebody else if you didn't answer. They're going to the next one.
The next guy on the list.
They're going all the way down. And one more time, there's one other thing I thought about just to optimize your ad campaigns, and it's something we talked just briefly. I'll take A and B testing.
Yep.
Okay? Because, you know, if you're doing your own PPC ads, chances are you're writing ads. Maybe you have five ads for five keywords, but maybe you need two or three ads per keyword to figure out which ad converts the best. And, you know, a lot of people don't do that on their own because it's time consuming and they just want it to work, you know. But we're like, yeah, it's here, it's going to work. There's no doubt about it. We want it to work the best.
Yeah, the best. Well, you know, and that's kind of where I threw out, you know, free is not as powerful because we're seeing that some ads that have the word free in them are actually not the ones that are getting the most clicks. Okay, so, you know, put together a couple ads. You know, 24-hour service is one ad. Free service with repair is one ad. Another one is, you know, we don't break shit.
Yeah.
And which one works? Which one gets the best click-through rate? Because, you know, it's great to have impressions, whatever. What you really ultimately want to do is not spend less on pay-per-click. You actually want to spend more on pay-per-click.
Yeah.
You want so that it's bringing enough value to your company so that you can actually increase the spend so you can increase the value to your company.
Yes, and that's great. And you can do the same thing with your pages of your website. You know, test out landing pages. Which one works the best? You know, it's optimization. You want to optimize it to be as good as humanly possible.
Awesome stuff. All right, next, we're probably going to have to end on this, so we'll do another podcast that wraps up this. Use more pay-per-click search engines. I don't know if you knew this. There's an engine other than Google. Did you know that? Yahoo. That's one. You may have heard of that one. And then there's the four-letter...
Bing?
Bing, Ooh. Yeah. The Bing, and then which is now Bing. There are other search engines. And there's actually some value. Actually, there's significant value because they're a little less expensive. Mm-hmm. And think about a click for somebody who searched Movers San Antonio on Google probably has the same value to you as the customer or as the service provider as a click for somebody who searched Movers San Antonio on Bing or Yahoo. It's cheaper. So that's a lower click cost per click. That's a higher ROI. So keep that in mind. Now, here's the question. Should you use an expert to do that? Let's say you're comfortable with Google and you're doing pretty good on your own and you don't really need to know how many turn into phone calls because you just refuse and you haven't been punched in the face yet. Now you want to do Yahoo or you want to do Bing. Should you get an expert?
Yes. Because not only is an expert going to be able to tell you, guide you, say, hey, this is your situation. He can help you. He can help your campaign just by moving you from Google to Yahoo. But if he's going to help you that way, what else is this guy going to tell you? He may know. Professionals are going to tell you the ins and outs of working with individual search engines. So, yes.
And the other reason is, what do you do? If you're the business owner and you're doing this.
I'm a plumber.
Yeah.
I plumb.
What's your time?
Your
time should be spent plumbing, not... You know, not transferring the account over to Yahoo. So time is a big feature.
I don't want to cut it off just yet.
Oh, okay, cool.
I want to skip to number 13.
13. All right, let's go to number 13.
And then we can cut it off.
What do we got at 13?
Hire professionals. I didn't make this up. I just read it off the sheet of paper. And I did not write what was on this sheet of paper.
And this is for the success of a PPC campaign, hire an experienced team of dedicated professionals and campaign managers working in reputed PPC advertising companies to launch and maintain PPC campaigns effectively.
Yes.
He doesn't, I mean, we've been going over all the reasons, the exact reasons why. He just says, do it. And we have to agree.
Yeah. And we definitely agree. And listen, you know, I know some people out there that are like, oh, I can't or I won't or die. You know, all the things that we talk about on this podcast, they're not rocket science. You can do yourself. You know, you can learn all of this stuff. You're going to make mistakes. That's how you learn. You want to hire, the reason we say hire a professional is because
they've already made the mistakes.
We've already made the mistakes years ago. And so you can do it and you can probably be successful, but your time is probably more valuable spent somewhere else. So that's why we're going to say, hire a professional. Yeah, you can do it. You can. You really, really can. You probably won't do it as well as someone, or you know, or you, it might take you 2 years to be able to do it as well as a professional company. And so we're going to say, hire us because we can do it. We've already made the mistakes. What's up, Javier? So that's why you should hire us. And the reason we put this podcast was for guys like you that are out there
that want to do it themselves.
That are doing it themselves. So we're giving you free info.
Here's our advice. Get your business to the point where you can afford to hire somebody, right? And we know shoestringing a business is important. And then hire a professional.
Yes.
And we're available. We do websites. We put those websites on the first page of Google, either pay-per-click and or search engine optimization. And then we help you convert that traffic into business. So
yes.
Give us a call, 713-592-6724. Again, we are the most popular SEO podcast on iTunes. That is because of you. We really appreciate you guys and you guys listening. Give us feedback at podcast@e-webstyle.com. Remember to go to iTunes. We haven't had an iTunes review in a little while.
Oh, man.
Remember to go to iTunes. Create an iTunes account. It's a short little process. Submit a review and then send us a note so we know who did it, and we'll give you some link love because everyone loves
link love. Everybody loves link love.
You have been listening to the most popular SEO podcast on iTunes. It is.
I did that.
Oh.
He was listening to. Oh, I thought you said the name of the podcast.
I was like, yeah. Which is Internet Marketing, Unknown Secrets of SEO Podcast. We do websites. My name is Chris Burris.
And I'm Paul Hanson.
Bye-bye for now. Slightly raised up eyebrow, highbrow. Tamely, gamely, headed my way. Cool as mountain snow, girl, glow, girl. Set me free.